You and your schooling left Chelsea for high school in Claremore.
Yeah.
How did you get there?
Well, we used to come to Claremore. Before we moved down here to go to school, we used to come down here. My grandmother lived here. I had an uncle and aunt that lived here. So we really chose Claremore, to come and go to school. We stayed with our grandmother when we came down here to go to school. But before we came to school, we used to come down here on the weekends and stay at grandmother's house over the weekend, and we'd go back on Sunday evening. We used to ride the bus. It was a 50-cent round trip. The back seat was for blacks. That's the only place you could sit, is on the back seat. And if it was full, you stood up. Of course, it was only 18 miles, and we were young, and it didn't bother us. But I've stood up on the bus many times, you know. But every time we'd board the bus to come to Claremore, the bus driver, he was the same bus driver most of the time. It was a Greyhound. There were three buses that came out of Chelsea, the Greyhound, the MKNO, and Continental. We rode the Greyhound. The fellow that had the bus station there, the Greyhound, his name was George Gooseman. He was a German. He had the Greyhound bus line ticket off. This bus driver, every time we loaded the bus, he stood up. He stood up and made sure and watched down that aisle and made sure that we went to that back seat and sit down. But that didn't bother us that much. Anyhow, we would ride that bus. Then on Sunday evenings, we would come back home. As far as going to school down here, we didn't ride the bus. We drove back and forth every day from Chelsea to Claremore. We drove my dad's car. In fact, the state of Oklahoma paid my dad so much per month to use his car to bus us back and forth to school.
What kind of car was that?
It was a Plymouth. It was an old Plymouth. I don't remember. Well, you know, it was back in the 50s, so it had to have been a 40-some model or so of this next, because we didn't buy any new car. But I do know whenever we got that grant to drive us back and forth, my dad had a new motor put in the car. Oh. And it run, boy, it really run like a sewing machine. It was really nice. We drove back and forth every day, and they paid him.
And Claremore, which school did
you go to? Well, when we came to Claremore, it was Lincoln School. And Lincoln School is there now, over on North O'Wheeler Street here in Claremore. It's still intact, and they still keep it up because it's the Lincoln Service Center. That's where they service the buses and school equipment. They keep it up. The floors and things are just as shiny as when we were going to school there. The lockers and things was all in place. And I got to go over there and visit me and the mayor here in Claremore a couple of years ago. I found my old locker, number 44, and that was my basketball uniform, my number in basketball, 44.
Lincoln School wasn't integrated.
It was not integrated. It was not integrated. Claremore High School had their high school and grade schools and whatever, but Lincoln School, the high school when I came down here was only four rooms. When I first came to school in 1949, there were only four rooms, and after a period of time, they built six more rooms with heat and air and lockers. And man, we thought we were just really uptown at that time. Now, the elementary part of the school, there was another building on the backside of the high school. And it was also the hot lunch room and elementary classroom.
Did you play sports in Lincoln School?
Yeah. When I came down here in 1949 to go to school at Lincoln, I hadn't never played basketball. Now, what we did, we had a basketball goal out back of the school where we would shoot. It didn't have a net on it, so we didn't know whether it went through or not, you know. But during the days of Chelsea, that's when we'd seen basketball, and we was trying to learn it and play it. But when I came to Claremore in 1949 to go to school, I didn't know anything about basketball. But I tried out for the team. I wanted to play. And whenever I came down here and got to play, started my first practice, everybody laughed at me because the way I shot the ball, because it wasn't normal. Everybody just got a kick out of how I shot the basketball.
How did you shoot the ball?
Well, it wasn't like they shoot it now. It's this kind of a straight motion. I mean, I left the floor and was shooting more like that than I was just in a regular shooting position that they do now. Mm-hmm. Everybody just got a kick out of that. But as time went on, I practiced, I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it, and I got to be a pretty decent player. In fact, I could dunk a basketball at the time.
You could dunk it?
Yeah, a few times I could dunk a ball. I could jump higher than anybody on the team. But I made the team. I started in 1952. We won the state championship. And in 1953, we were runner-up to the state. In 1951, we went to the semis before we were eliminated. But we had some outstanding teams. In 1952, we won 30 games and lost three. In 1953, we won 25 games and lost two. So in those 2 years, we won 50-some-odd games and lost five.
Wow. How tall are you?
Well, I was 5'8", but the doctor says I'm 5'7½ now. You know how it is whenever you don't stand straight as you age and so forth.
Right.
But if they had been keeping up with rebounds back in the day, like rebounds and assists and all of that stuff like they do now, I would probably have 12, 15 rebounds a game. So average that.
Did you play the Claremore High School?
No, Claremore High School never did play us. We never did play with Claremore High School. Now, I'll tell you what we did do. We scrimmaged the OMA that used to be here in Claremore. Military Academy, the OMA Military Academy, they had basketball. We scrimmaged with them, and we beat them. That was a college, OMA. They had swimming pools up there, heated swimming pools. After the game, we'd go swimming. Boy, we enjoyed that so much because we weren't used to anything like that. What happened, Red Cross organized the benefit game at the Armory here in Claremore between Oklahoma Military and us. They beat us out in that game about, I think, 5 or 6 points.
Claremore High School, more than likely, if you played them, you would have defeated them.
I'm sure that we would have. That's why I imagine that they didn't want to play. But we had so many. We had so many white supporters that followed us and came to our games. I had two fellas that I named that was outstanding individuals who are here today. One of them is and one of them isn't. Jim Marshall was one of my top supporters, a white guy. It was another fella, Bob Weber, he was a supporter of ours, didn't miss a game.
So when you say state championships, what did you mean by that? Of black schools?
Black schools. I'll explain that to you. Back during those days when I was playing, there was only two teams that went to the state tournament. You had the district tournament. And the first and second place team that won the district tournament, they're the ones that got to go to the state. But also, if you won the most games, even if you didn't win the state, you got to go. We won the most games every year. And every year before the district tournament, they gave a percentage trophy. The percentage trophy was a trophy, the team that won the most games in the conference. We did that 3 years in a row. So we got the percentage trophy and the district trophy. I don't remember, but three teams that ever went to the state, I remember. Pawhuska was the one that gave us the most problems when we Pawhuska. Pawhuska went to the state a couple of times, I believe. Nowata went 1 year, and Bartlesville went 1 year. And our conference was Claremore, Vernita, Nowata, Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Lenape.
And those were all black schools?
And Harmony, all black schools.
Yeah.
Also, we went to Kansas City and played. We played two teams up there. We won one game and lost one. We beat Northeast High School up there in Kansas City. That was in Missouri. The next night, we were playing the largest school in Kansas City, Kansas, Sumner High. Sumner High is still there today. It was an all-black high school, the largest school in Kansas City. And they beat us, I think it was 5 or 6 points. But the thing about it is, what happened, the refereeing was bad. It was only three fouls called on Sumner High School through the whole game. Three fouls called on Sumner High. But the thing about it is, Sumner High was a large school. They didn't want to see a little country school like Claremore with 82 students come and beat them. So naturally there was some, you know, calling that they should have been made that wasn't made. Because they just wasn't going to have a little school like us beat them. But what was really interesting about it, after we had got back home from Kansas City trip, the athletic director up there at Northeast High School in Kansas City, he wrote a letter back to the city of Claremore. I've got that letter. I've got a lot of stuff that I didn't bring with me I was going to show. But anyhow, he wrote a letter back to the city of Claremore and Lincoln School. He said, your team was the best team that we've ever seen in many years. And if the officiating had been better, the outcome would have been different.
Were those referees black?
Yeah. But they wasn't going to have a little a city of 5,000, a little school of 82 students come out, and 60% of it was elementary.
Yeah.
They wasn't going to have a little team out in the country come up and beat them. They couldn't live it down, you know.